Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxingboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Hopefully, you've already subscribed right here to youtube.com/theboxingvoice and got your notification because you clicked on that notification bell. And you know, this is our second show today. We're back to talk some boxing. WBC making a ruling that will allow Canelo to sidestep Jermell Charlo and have a voluntary defense. And Tom Lawford, the promoter of Triple G, is also petitioning while in the WBC convention right now in Kev, something like that. Some part of the Ukraine out there somewhere in the Uzbekistan or I don't know, Abu something. The point is they're petitioning to get the WBC to force a third fight with Canelo and Triple G. So this is what we're going to be talking about. If you're interested in talking said topic, you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. You could also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Let's go out to my co-host, Narok.
Him 50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss, two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
Boxingwizards.com.
Yo, what's up, baby? We're back with another one. WBC, man, what are y'all doing? I always put these little things in place and people work their way to a mandatory position or number one position, and it's always like a little stall with all this stuff, man. I don't know what's going on, but Jermell Charlo deserves his shot at this WBC title. If they don't want to give him a shot, man, just go ahead and vacate, because I want Canelo to take a voluntary, and then after his voluntary, he fucking vacates because he don't want to fight him. What's going on? But let's go and chop it up. Yo, I guess
it's good. Tell us why you're really mad. I mean,
I've seen this happen like three times since I've been watching boxing so far. I mean, with Callum Smith, he was supposed to fight for the WBC title with Darrell. And I don't know how that, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't come about. Then Dillian White worked his way up to the number one position, not mandatory, but number one, instead of having fought for the WBC title. And now Jermell Charlo does the same thing. And it's been like almost over a year since he's been like the mandatory. So, I mean, what's going on?
I mean, devil's advocate.
Let's go.
So, Captain Jack Sparrow with one leg, Highland. Does that merit a shot at the biggest payday of your career? Because last I checked, Joshua hasn't given Wilder a shot after he beat Eric Molina.
I mean, they should have named him the mandatory then. They did that.
No, I hear you. But you're like, oh, it's been a year. I highly doubt it's been a 12-month calendar year.
I mean, he fought twice since he'd been the mandatory. It was Highland, then the last guy that he fought was the taller guy, I forgot his name.
Oh, you mean 154-pounder Hugo Centeno?
I thought he was 160. He's been number one at the WBC 164. Wow.
Yeah. He also lost at 54 to Julian Williams.
Okay. I mean, I don't make these rankings though, bro.
I'm just saying. Look. So much could happen, right? We heard today, I don't know if you peeped it, Mauro Rolano is a kind of like he's loose with his words. So I don't know if it meant anything, But did you catch him say Canelo's looking for a home? You know?
Absolutely. Heard that.
Could there be some rumblings around the Showtime analysts because they've heard something from the upper execs bringing up Canelo's name live on air?
I think it's just them showing them that they're interested in Canelo. I mean, he's one of the biggest names, well, if not the biggest name in boxing right now. So everybody's going to make their little pitch. And I'm pretty sure they had word from the higher ups, hey, mention Canelo a little bit in the pre whatever or the post. So they can know that we're trying to market. I mean, we're not trying to market, but trying to get him on the stable. I mean, it's only smart. It's only fucking business.
It's funny that you're even mad at this, because I remember telling you that this was going to happen. Most champions are granted a voluntary defense. It's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? Now, I understand that, but Lomachenko, or rather Jose Pedraza and Ray Beltran signed that with their promoter, not with the sanctioning body. So that's why they had a fight with each other, and immediately the winner is going into a unification with Lomachenko. But here, it's a little bit different.
I understand that, but I've been seeing like little rumblings about WBC could make Triple G mandatory for like a third fight or whatever. I mean, come on, bro. Like, you can't do that and like just hop over a Jermall Charlo. I know the fight brings in probably a bigger, what's the word I'm looking for? With a belt sanction fee. But at the same time, I mean, you guys put this guy in a position to get a shot at the title. Give him this shot and then let him fight Triple G. If y'all want to put a minute.
Canelo made Triple G wait the Liam Smith fight, the Amir Khan fight, and the Julio Cesar Chavez fight.
Because he was moving up. He wasn't mandatory, was he?
So, didn't he take the belt from Cotto? He took the belt from Cotto.
And dropped the belt.
Yeah. Before he dropped it, didn't he have one of the fights? He got the voluntary off. Then dropped it, then, you know, still made him wait is all I'm saying. And yo, I just don't, I don't think that someone is going to say no to the Triple G Canelo rematch. Like, you know, it wasn't like it was a definitive winner for the world. For me, I thought my winner won, but there's others that feel the same way that thought their winner won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking like, bro, I thought he won both fights, in my opinion. I don't think it's a reason for him to fight him again besides the money. And I want to see one of those guys fight Jermall Charlo. Just my fucking opinion. I want to see Jermall Charlo get his shot and let me see, is he as good as I think he is going against the fucking top talent?
No, listen, I agree. But I'm just saying, none of this is new. I mean, didn't Sean and Ken Porter complain? Didn't they tell people how many thousands of dollars they had invested in trying to be the mandatory? It doesn't come easy or quickly. And I think that, you know, Charlo fans and, you know, Canelo fans need to be prepared for that. That's what's going on.
Man, I understand. I hear you about the money and about the fight. I'm just not thrilled that they're even discussing a possible trilogy for making the WBC belt included. They should just
but that's because you had Canelo winning clearly. The dozens or hundreds, thousands, millions that had Gennady winning and felt disgusted and felt he got cheated twice.
If y'all want to do that, just let the WBC belt go. Let it vanquish and let the WBC make a belt.
And vacate.
Yeah, and let the WBC make a belt for y'all special occasion like they always do.
Yeah, they could give him emeritus status and then the winner comes back and faces Charlo.
Exactly.
But what's going to happen to Charlo's legacy if he goes on to capture a vacant belt? You know, 5 years from now, you won't be around, and I'm just saying, like, who's going to be around to remind people, hey, he should have fought this guy or that guy, but they didn't want to, they had business, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if he goes on to have a 10 title defenses and fights everybody that comes his way, they can't say really anything. But he got the belt because Canelo didn't want to fight him. He vacated again. And, I mean, it's always a storyline even now. I mean, you brought it up. After Cotto, he vacated the belt for Triple G. So it's still relevant.
Okay, you're throwing that around a lot. Do you think that he's capable of vacating again? Being as though it's like, you know, twice is like, whoa.
If Oscar is in his ear and he's smart, there's no reason for him to fucking even entertain Jamal Charlo unless they want to do it. I mean, Jamalia down in Texas for like a big fight or something like that, but that's a dangerous fight. But we all know Canelo is the A side and he can sell out pay-per-views with pretty much anybody. So
I just don't know if they run from that fight. Like, let's think subjectively here. And, you know, we've heard that Canelo needs a home.
Yes.
If he goes to ESPN and we do simple math and we think ESPN and Bob play nice, there's not many opponents. I guess Lemieux is still an option. Ryota Marotta or the winner of Rob Brandt is an option.
I mean, the beautiful thing about this right here is it's probably going to be a purse bid. Go to purse bid, the person that wins the purse bid, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's my thing. I'm not even trying to go that far. I'm saying to myself, is Oscar and Canelo even going to use this olive branch that the WBC and Mauricio Suleiman have extended to them? Can they already not be in negotiations with a Steven Espinoza or an Al Haymon since Canelo needs a home? Again, if you're Canelo and Oscar, where is the best place for Canelo, who's only under 25, right? Isn't he under 25? Or very young is the point. He's still very young.
26.
He needs a home where he can stay busy. You know, if the world thinks Jamal Charlo is the real big threat, well, then I'm sure Canelo and Golden Boy can put together a 4-fight deal with Canelo with Showtime, where they let him fight a Willie Monroe and a Julian Williams, et cetera, et cetera, and then finish it with Jamal Charlo, similar to how Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev did their deal.
Yeah. That's smart. I don't have any objection. I think it's the best thing that Showtime could do is offer Olive Branch, like you said. Like, hey, we got these two fights for you. Then after that, you fight Jamal Charlo, and we'll try to make it a big pay-per-view event. Or you go with Bob Arum. Say, hey, I got Toyota Corolla, Ryan, what the fuck his name is, and he does big numbers over in Japan, and this could be like a super fight for you. So, I mean, when you're Canelo, I mean, you're in a position of power, so it ain't much you got to do. They're going to come to you, so you can just choose the best deal for you, and the best deal might be ESPN. I hate to say it.
Look, man, I know that, you know, boxing repeats itself, history repeats itself, and in boxing it happens frequently. So I'm expecting a voluntary. Hopefully we get two birds, one stone. The voluntary is the rematch. And he doesn't drop the belt. You know, dropping the belt twice back to back, that would look crazy. Jamal being from Houston, speaking English, it's a little bit different than Triple G. Now, obviously Triple G sold tickets and had a lot of fans, right? Jamal needs to do a lot, but I don't think they'll run from that fight. I think that fight could be built properly.
Okay, what if the rematch occurs and Gennady Golovkin beats Canelo this time? Now you're talking about a 4-fight, which leaves Jamal on the shelf again.
That's just the way boxing is. Jamal will have to then activate those lawyers, you know what I'm saying? Push that. The same way that Lawfer is all the way in Uzbekistan somewhere, or, you know, wherever the fuck this WBC convention is out there, you know, on that side of the world, he's in Mauricio's ear saying, yo, you should push this trilogy. You should push the mandate it. Make him do it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to be out there for Jamal saying, hey, mandate my guy. My guy wants his shot. He's fought twice last year waiting for this shot. He wants his shot. Someone needs to be in that ear. Someone needs to be greasing them palms. You know how this shit works. You guys know how it works.
Word is Jamal is supposed to be fighting again at the end of the year, so look out for that.
Well, let's go out to the phone lines. We gave you our thoughts. We reported the news. We'll get your take on it. And, yeah, we'll get, you know, we'll get up out of here.
That thumbs up button if you listen to the show. Helps with the visibility.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Going out to Javier, Boomerang Status. Talk to me, Javier, by way of Mastermind, of course.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? I'm back. But, man, how do you expect to build a star, man, if you ain't going to never let him get a fight? Like, what is the problem with Triple G is at the end of his career, man? Like, shit, let him go out on a goddamn high horse, shit. Let him fight some other people, man. But Jamal Charlo, shit, it's his time. Like, get a man a shot. How can you take away a shot from a dude who deserves his chance? Like, he deserves, I don't care what you say. Like, he's been the mandatory for over a year. So, I mean, why would you not go to him? Like, I understand y'all making money, but I mean, shit, basically it could be a battle for Texas with Charlo and Canelo. Shit, I mean, Charlo is from fucking Texas, and then Canelo fucking sells out Texas every time you go there, and you're a big-ass star in Texas because there's a lot of Mexicans there. So, I mean, like, you can make a huge fight out of them, too, if you want to, but I mean, like, I don't get it. Why would you even put that out right now that you want to, that you'll make an exception for them two to fight? Like, damn, give a man some time. Like, y'all just said fuck Charlo, basically. They don't even mention him.
I'm telling you guys, Javier, thanks for calling in. I'm telling you guys, Charlo has to have somebody out there. He's the WBC mandatory. Did he book his flight? Is he out there? Is he petitioning? Is he showing the WBC, hey, I'm not just ranked in your sanctioning body. I'm supporting your movement, you know? Dominic, Seattle, talk to me.
Hey, what's good? Man, I'll be trying to catch y'all niggas real quick, but every time I catch you, I got to work. But when it comes to Canelo facing Triple G again, I don't really want to see it. This isn't Manny Pacquiao and Marquez. Juan Marquez. I just want to see Canelo step it up. He've already beat him. He's going to be tick for tack again. And then it's going to be, oh, let's do it again. That'd be best 4 and 5. I want to see him fight Charlo. I just want to see him fight the best of the best. It's time. This is the year of the best versus the best. So let's do it. That's my call.
Dominic, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Hamza on Skype. Talk to me.
Yo, I think Canelo and GGU fight would happen because obviously they don't have a million pay-per-view fights. If Golovkin wants it, whereas with Charlo, if they fight again, it'd be good to see maybe Charlo on the undercard, maybe fighting, you know, David Lemieux or someone like that, and just build him up a bit more. Then he can also obviously make noise for the winner of the GGG and Canelo fight.
All right, Hamza, thanks for calling. You know, I don't know if I understood him correctly, Mike, but I think he said Triple G Canelo do it and put Charlo on the undercard versus Lemieux. I love that.
Me too.
Now, if only in order for that to happen, Showtime needs to at least acquire the next two Canelo fights.
Yep.
Because
they have to acquire Triple G too on a fight by fight basis.
Well, Triple G, you just get him fight, you know, just the Canelo rematch.
Gotcha.
With an option, because, you know, it is boxing, but
exactly.
You know, you get it with an option, but it is boxing because, you know, it is boxing. But we all pretty much know on a third fight, Triple G would be the epitome of boxing if he comes back on his third fight and somehow knocks out Canelo.
Absolutely.
And definitively.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. And that's what I'm saying, like the risk factor involved, like this shit could like go the other way. I mean, Gennady got power. And if he knocks Canelo out, then Charlo got to wait even more time. So get your lawyers, Charlo, get your management team and go push for that mandatory.
Boxwoods.com. I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, the Mark Antonio Brea. I've been through all the eras, and I still been
talking. How much you talk? You do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
Boxwoods.com.
Yo, what's up, guys? I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about something about Sunday. I sent you some footage when I bumped into Ronnie Shields. And, you know, some of us over there with the media and stuff, we were asking him questions about Charlo and, like, trying to get a date out of him. And pretty much Ronnie Shields said December. Now, I don't know, like, you know, if he's really speaking the truth, but he said December. And so the first thing that we were trying to do is go down like the calendar time. So we said December 1st and he denied. He's like, no, December 1st. No. So it doesn't look like it's going to be like undercards for Wilder. So another idea someone was bringing up with the media was, hey, you know, maybe they're going to do like the reruns, you know, what they do the pay-per-views and sometimes they stack like a co-main to kind of like make you want to watch the rerun again if you've seen it because there's actually another fight. And he didn't really look like, you know, that was going to be it. So then it leads to like, hey, we all know what December 15 is alluding to, right? So he did mention something like he's like kind of they were kind of like waiting for the WBC to kind of speak up on what they were going to do. And this was obviously Sunday before like they put out the voluntary mandatory. But by the sounds of it, if he doesn't get the Canelo fight, there could be maybe an undercard situation where maybe if Canelo does go fight on Showtime, I mean, everyone's fighting in December. So if it's not going to be December 1st and Canelo does strike a deal with Showtime, then that probably could be like a stack card to maybe build up, you know, Canelo's welcoming back to Showtime, maybe get the Lemieux, get Charlo to fight Willie Monroe, then
that fight, because
that would be a really good fight. And I don't think they're ducking Charlo. I just think they just know the business because Oscar's been talking a lot about Charlo publicly and hasn't been avoiding it. So I think that would probably be the most logical thing, just kind of gathering information on Sunday at the PBC card. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to call and talk about with you guys. But I sent you the footage in the email. He was next to F.A. Ajabe.
Well, all right, Ron, thanks for calling in. Obviously, one of our co-hosts out in the Bay Area covered yesterday's fight. I actually watched that fight with F.A. He looked strong. It was a big right hand, a lot of blood. The guy did want to continue to fight. It's all I'm going to say. But he looks good, man. I want to get out there. Ronnie Shields gave us the invite. I think I'm going to have to use that here soon enough, man. Got to get these subscribers up. We need to get to that 100,000. Man, if I don't get to 100,000 for Christmas, I don't know, man. I think I'm packing it up. I mean, it's like, yo, packing it back in the Mac of the act. Yo, I'm your host, NestGTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts. I told Mike once, I'll tell him again, WBC is always going to be the fighter's friend. If you win their title, you're allowed a voluntary defense. Mike.
Yo, you can follow me on IG at Grouse2312 or on Twitter at Grouse2312 or on IG at Grouse1911. But I'm really trying to see what they're going to do. Hopefully they do what Ryan said and build it up as the undercard on Showtime. And let's see the fight. Let's do it. Ready for it.
Peace.
Peace out.